World Refugee Day was designated by the United Nations for June 20th to be recognized globally as a day to commemorate and to recognize the journeys that refugees have taken and continue to take. And so all around the world, around June 20th, events are being held, and we have many events in the state of Florida, and several will take place on June 19th here in the Tampa Bay area to celebrate the accomplishments of refugees that are here and also to remember those that are still on their journeys and waiting in refugee camps and in urban settings.
What's the refugee situation like in West Central Florida and the Tampa Bay region? Are there certain countries where refugees come from?
Yes, we actually have a very diverse refugee population here in Tampa Bay. In the Miami region, they have many more refugees come, but they tend to be primarily from Cuba and Haiti. Here in the Suncoast region, which is from Pasco to Collier counties, and especially in Tampa Bay, we have a real variety of refugees that come. The newest populations are coming from, they are Burmese that have been living in refugee camps along the border of Thailand for many years. And then another population is Iraqis that are starting to come in. But we also see countries like Eritrea. We still have folks coming from Vietnam. There's a large Bosnian, Albanian population here in Tampa Bay. And so we have a great deal of variety. And in the state, we have actually refugees from 70 different countries.
That's interesting that you mentioned Iraqi refugees, because there have been, you know, several million externally displaced Iraqis since the beginning of the U.S. war on Iraq. But then for many years, the U.S. wasn't accepting very many refugees from Iraq. Has that changed?
It has changed. We've seen a change just in the past year or two where they are coming and being resettled in our area. And we've just recently formed a new refugee advisory panel. We have panels that have been formed throughout the state, and our local one here in Tampa Bay is chaired by a young man from Iraq who was a doctor in Iraq and came because of persecution that he faced because he worked with the U.S. Soldiers and State Department there, and he's now very active in leading the panel and speaking out on behalf of refugee issues.
If people want to get more involved, what are the activities that are going on this weekend?
We have an activity in Tampa tomorrow morning, on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. It's going to be at Oak Grove Methodist Church, which is at 2707 West Waters Avenue. It'll be a citizenship ceremony. We'll have some awards for refugees that have accomplishments and contributions. The citizenship ceremony, I should also say, we're partnering with USCIS on both of these events, and the citizens are all former refugees and asylees. So the title of both events is Refugees of Today, Citizens of Tomorrow, pointing out that, you know, refugees come with that goal of really integrating into their new home country. And so people are welcome to come. It's open to the public. We actually have Secretary George Sheldon joining us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. We're very excited about that. And our State Director, Hiram Ruiz, will be there to welcome everyone and begin the event at 10:30. The event in the afternoon is at the Largo Library. It begins at 1 p.m. And also we'll have a citizenship ceremony. We're expecting about 100 refugees at both events from many countries. Some of the new arrivals from Haiti, since the earthquake, will be at the one in Tampa in the morning. And then the one in Largo in the afternoon, after the citizen ceremony, there's a free movie about the World Cup that families are welcome to stay and view as well. So it's a great opportunity to meet some of our new neighbors.